Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountains to magnify his name. Telling all the people in every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountain to magnify his name. Telling all the people in every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing upon the mountain to magnify his name. Telling all the people in every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me. Zion is calling me. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see a brand new day that you have made. And as we have declared in our song, God, this morning, our song of praise, you are calling us to a higher place of praise. You're calling us to a higher place of worship. You're calling us to a higher level in you. And I'm grateful, God, that you have given me the opportunity to go higher in you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for another day that you have made. So I can boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made. I can rejoice and be glad in it. I've come to magnify you, God, today because you have been so good to me, Lord. You've been better to me than I have been to myself. God, I can't even do enough for myself compared to the great and wonderful things that you have done. I could not have woken myself up this morning, but you blessed me this morning to wake up in my right mind. And not only did you bless me to wake up in my right mind this morning, you gave me a reasonable portion of health and strength, God. I want to say thank you, God. There's no sickness in my body, at least that I cannot tell is going on, God. But I thank you, God, that in spite of, I mean, even if sickness does come, God, I know that you were already wounded for my transgressions and bruised for my iniquities. And so I don't have to settle on being sick, but I can say by your stripes I am healed. But God, I don't have to give that testimony today because you woke me up this morning and gave me a reasonable portion of health and strength. I thank you, God, this morning because you woke me up with my mind stayed on you. God, I'm running errands for the church already, God, to get our computer lab up. But God, my mind is on you because you open up doors. You make ways out of no way, God. You give us blessings that are seen, God, and blessings that are unseen, God. You do the exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, God. It's according to your power, and it's according to our belief in you, God. And I thank you, God, because Praise Center, God, is a ministry that believes on you, God. We believe the impossible, God. We believe the invisible, God. We believe, God, that you can do anything but fail. And so this morning, God, I want to say thank you for allowing me to rise this morning in my right mind. God, I thank you for keeping me all week long, God, keeping me from danger, seen and unseen. When the devil thought he had me trapped, God, when the devil thought he had me down, Lord, I'm thankful, God, that I didn't have to just get away, but I was able to stand, God, because you told me that's all I had to do is stand and to resist the devil, and he will flee from me, God. And so with the determination in my mind, God, today, I'm determined to walk with you, God. With the determination in my mind, God, I'm determined, God, to press forward in you, God. With the determination in my mind, God, I'm determined, oh God, to hold up the high standards of holiness, the high standards of righteousness, and be the man, God, be the preacher, be the man of God, be the woman of God for those that are listening that you have called for me to be. I want to say thank you, God, because it's not by my power, Lord, because there's something in my flesh, God, that tries to get the best of me, Lord. There's something in my flesh, God, that does not want me to be holy and acceptable. God, thanks be to God this morning that no longer am I bound by the laws of the flesh, because I've been set free by the Spirit. For whom the Spirit has set free, whom the Son has set free, is free indeed. And so now I'm free to serve you. I'm free to worship you. I'm free to adore you. I'm free to lift you up. I'm free to walk in holiness. I'm free to walk in righteousness. I'm free to be godly in every area of my life. And I want to say thank you, God, because you did it, Lord. It was not by my power, because I could not have done it on my own, but because of your grace and your mercy that you have bestowed upon your people each and every day, we are standing here in this time of prayer, in this time of consecration, to give ourselves over to you. God, have your way in us even now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way even now, God. Let your glory be revealed. Have your way even now, God, and move by your power. Move by your might on behalf of your people, God. Where we go, God, you make crooked ways straight, God. What we look at, God, is not what you need us to see. But, God, we walk by faith and not by sight today. So lead us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so we won't lead ourselves. Because when we lead ourselves to destruction. But, God, you know the way I should take. Hallelujah, God. You know the road I should travel. Oh, God, because straight is the gate, God. Narrow is the gate. But wide is the path that leads to destruction. And, God, I don't want to be destroyed. I don't want my labor to be in vain. God, I don't want my high calling, God, to be lost, Lord, for a mistake or for foolishness. So, God, bind this flesh right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, on behalf of your people, Lord. You said in this day there shall be a great falling away. And, Lord, I don't want to be caught up in the great falling away. But, God, keep me sharp, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep me focused, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep me attentive, God. You told us to watch it, watch and pray, lest we enter into temptation, Lord. I don't want to enter into temptation. But God, I want to remain steadfast. Hallelujah. Unmovable. Always abounding in your word, God. Always abounding in your word, God. Always abounding in your presence, Lord. And so, God, I know, God, today that if I need anything, I can just call upon you. And I'm not going to wait to an emergency, Lord, but I'm calling on you now. Oh, God, because you told me I can call on you at any time. Oh, because you said, just call upon me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I want to say thank you, Lord, today, because there was nobody but you. You made the way today, and you have blessed us to be able to see a brand new day. And so, God, I pray that as we enter into day 30, God, hallelujah, day 30, our 31 days of prayer, God, it seemed like it was just yesterday that we began this 31 days of prayer with day one. But, God, each and every day, hallelujah, you've taken us higher, Lord. Each and every day, God, you've drawn us closer to you, Lord. Each and every day, God, you fed us with a new word, God. It may not be something that we have never heard before, but God, you do all things well, and you do everything that's new, God. You can give a brand new refreshing to John 3:16, Lord. You can give a brand new refreshing to Genesis 1:1. We may have heard it many times before, Lord, but God, if we open up our hearts and our minds to your understanding, God, God, you can reveal some new truth in every part of your word. And so I thank you, God, that as we go into day 30, God, you have done that, God. You have blown my mind, God, because you have drawn me nearer to thee, God, and you have blessed me, Lord, to begin walking in my season of breakthrough, God, because I have victory, God, because you have given me the victory, Lord, and you set the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous in avail as much. Men ought to always pray, and so when we find ourselves praying, God, we are sowing seeds of victory for our future, God, because you know our ending from our beginning. You know the way that we should go. You know the plans that you have for me. And so I put my trust in you, God. I lean not into my own understanding. But God, I trust you, Lord, today. I trust you with my life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I trust you with my family, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I trust you with my finances, God. Everything that I am, God, I owe it all to you. That's a part of the breakthrough. God, understanding that I'm nothing without you, but with you I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I want to say thank you, God, because you did that, God. You transformed my mind. You renewed my mind. And God, you have something higher and greater for me. And as I avail myself to you, and as I put my trust in you, oh God, you're going to continue to do things that blow my mind. And so we thank you, God, for this opportunity to pray. For you have told us men ought to always pray. We should always find ourselves in the midst of prayer. Pray without ceasing, God. Pray in season. Pray out of season. Pray when we're up. Pray when we're down. Oh, God, and so give us to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we come to our conclusion of 31 days of prayer tomorrow, Lord, oh, God, stir up in the hearts of men and women, God, that they have a desire to pray. Oh, God, that they have a hunger and thirst for a better relationship with you. Oh, God, that we will long to be in your glory, God, that we will long to be in your midst, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us a hunger and a fire, a desire that the world can't satisfy. We know that the world didn't give it to us, and the world can't take it away, God. You put something in us that draws us to you, God, and not allow us to be satisfied with temporary things or fake things, God. I can't get the word that I'm looking for, God, but you know, God, nothing, oh God, will be able to separate me from your love. Nothing will be able to satisfy your love in my life, God, but you. You're the only one that can meet the need. Counterfeit is the word I wanted to look for. God, I don't want anything counterfeit. Oh, God, because those things that are counterfeit are not real. It's not the real thing, Lord. Hallelujah. My wife don't want a fake or counterfeit dooney, Lord. She wants a real dooney, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't want a fake Invicta watch, Lord. I want the real thing, God. There's nothing like the real thing. There's nothing like the God of my salvation. There's no one like God of my salvation. There's no one like the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want the real thing, God. And so I long for more of you, and God, stir up in the midst of your people, God, a desire and a hunger for more of you, more of your anointing, God, a closer walk with thee, God, oh God, a better relationship with you, better communication with you, and that comes in prayer. And so help us, God, today to pray, oh God, until something happens. Continue to push, oh God, that's a part of the move forward initiative, Lord, oh God, so that we can break through to the promises, oh God, to the deliverance, to the healing, to the breakthrough, to the victory, God, everything that you have in store for your people. And I declare again that I have not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what good things you have in store for your people. Oh, God, I want to say thank you. And then reveal yourself. Oh, God, and help us to comprehend the breadth and the length and the width and the depth of your love. Oh, God, because your love is overwhelming. Your love is all-consuming. Your love never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on me. And I want to say thank you because that is the higher calling that I'm longing for, to be in your presence all the day long, that I may dwell in your temple, inquire in your temple, God, to dwell in your presence, God, to be in the midst. So, God, help me to make your praise glorious on this day. As we put our flesh under subjection, God, and we consecrate ourselves to you on this day of fasting, oh, God, put flesh under subjection. Draw me nearer to thee. Draw me nearer, precious Savior. Draw me nearer even now, God, to your glory, to your presence, to your anointing. Draw your people near right now as we offer unto you our praise, as we offer unto you our worship, as we offer unto you our adoration. Thank you, God, for this brand new day that you have made. For I declare right now that this is the day that the Lord has made. Bless us as we go through this day. Victory is ours in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing is ours, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough is upon us, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Life and not death, God, is upon us right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Favor, God, is upon us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessing seen and unseen. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor and we give you the praise. the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning, amen and amen. Good morning, saints. Our prayer focus this morning is victorious faith. And our scripture is coming from 1 John 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Our faith is what helps us to overcome the snares and the traps and the deception of the enemy. He's just a lying wonder. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If we depend upon him and we rely upon him, he's that counterfeit source of strength that we do not need. But we need to hold on to the rock of our salvation, trust in the word of God, because the word of God will never come back to God null and void. But it will always accomplish what it's set forth for it to accomplish. Trust in the Lord with all your heart today. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and I guarantee that God will direct your pathways. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you as we almost come to the conclusion of our 31 days of prayer. I want to urge you to go to our website to tune in to any day that you may have missed or any focus or scripture or thought you have. They're all there under the victory banner, or if you go under prayer, go to prayer 2016, and it's all there. I encourage you to continue to travail with us, because Praise Center is a church all about prayer. We will be praying tonight at 7:30, and we welcome all of you to join us. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you this day. Bye-bye.